was just an old hand-me-down Ford with three-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel, and I would press that clutch and I'd...
Oh, welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. What an appropriate song for being on the road, driving. I forgot the name of that song, but I love that song. In fact, I think it's just called Drive. That's what it's called, Drive. Yeah, by, who is it by, Richard? Do you remember? It's a country singer. Alan, it's by Alan Jackson. Alan Jackson. Boy, I'm glad my mind isn't completely mush from this road trip. Anyway, again, welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. We just had two segments with Pastor Drew Sams. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and certainly I would appreciate your liking the Dad's Point of View Facebook page and joining me any and every Thursday for Dad Chat, which is the tweet chat that I host. It's a wonderful community of moms and dads from literally around the world, and we meet on Twitter, which means you can do it anywhere that has a connection, an internet, Wi-Fi, or otherwise hardline connection, from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time or 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. The column and the topic this week is about a guy my age attending a music festival, and I kind of wrote it from the point of view, am I too old to do this anymore? And I think on one level, yes. And as Pastor Drew said, you're as cool as you choose to be, and you're as cool as you want to be. And I think it's kind of the same saying goes along with aging. You know, you're as old as you feel. You're as old as you feel, or as old as you act. And I do believe there's a lot of truth in that. There are certain aspects of attending a music festival like I did, and this was the second time I attended it, that are just physically hard. The older you get. I am definitely someone who likes certain comforts, like to sit when I listen to a concert rather than stand for 3 hours. And to have easy access to bathrooms and food. And I'd rather not go in porta potties. And that's all they have available is porta potties that you cannot believe how many were lined up all around the place. So the festival was an assault on the senses in every way imaginable. There were some really interesting things that I do want to share about attending this particular one that I really loved. Probably one of the best performances was from the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl put on a 2-hour show. It was incredible. And he has a real great music pedigree, and I'm sure most of you know that he was with Nirvana. That was his first band, and he's done a whole lot of other things. He started as a drummer, and now he still drums, of course, but he plays guitar with Foo Fighters, so he's the front man doing the songs and singing and just putting on a fabulous show. Metallica put on a great show. They're an older metal band, but they put on a great show, although it was clear that some in the audience just didn't quite get that music. They were too young. It wasn't their time. It wasn't their generation. Then there was a brand new band that I had never heard of from Sweden called Of Monsters and Men, and it's a boy-girl band, of which there's a, when I say boy-girl, I mean a boy-girl singers. There seem to be a bunch of them now, a new thing that I don't recall happening in as much at any other time, except maybe back in the 50s when they had girl and boy singers. But this band is just really amazing, Of Monsters and Men, and they only have one album out, and they performed evidently literally every song on that album. But the one show that got me the most was Tom Morello. Now, in the previous segment, we talked about Pastor Drew attending with his parents a Rage Against the Machine show. Now, Rage Against the Machine is a very... they're still around, but they don't perform as much as they used to. But when they were originally out, they are a very aggressive style of rock music, very angry, political too, anti this, anti that, and it generates a lot of action and, dare I say, violence in the audience. Morello left a while ago and has been a solo performer ever since, and on Bruce Springsteen's current tour, he actually does a really truly incredible guitar solo to Bruce Springsteen's song, The Ghost of Tom Joad. And he did that at the show I attended at Outside Lands. And I got there early, and he was not a headliner, so he was on one of the slightly smaller stages, and I was able to actually be very close. I was about the fifth person deep in the front. And for his last two numbers, the first one he chose to do, and he's very political, and I don't care for his politics, but that was not the point. He did This Land Is Your Land, which was, of course, was written and originally performed by Woody Guthrie, who was political in his own time in his own way, but at a time when America certainly needed unions, and that was his big thing, was unions and supporting unions. And I believe the time for that may have passed, but I'm not a political show, so I will not really go there. Certainly the need for them as far as health, safety, and welfare was really apparent in Woody Guthrie's time, and maybe is not so much today. That's debatable. But Tom Morello still is kind of that political mindset. So he sang This Land Is Your Land, and it was kind of a sing-along, and it was actually a lot of fun. He did it real well. He wrote some of his own lyrics, which I could have done without. But what he did afterwards was really remarkable. He invited, remarkable in the sense that it could have been dangerous too, he invited the audience to come on stage with him to sing his last song. He then did this whole political speech about unions and supporting people in this country and that country that are, you know, disadvantaged. And whether I agreed with him or not, I just went with the flow. And at least 300-400 people piled on this stage. And because of that, a lot of the people in front of me went over the barriers and climbed on the stage, all of which I'm videoing and taking still pictures. So one hand has the video camera, the GoPro, and the other has my Sony little digital still camera. So I'm taking stills and I'm videoing at the same time. And he looks out at the audience and he's telling us all, okay, this is what we're going to do. And then he says, who here takes good video? And I raise my hand and he sees me. He says, okay, you'll be the official videographer. And everybody else, turn off your stuff, and I want you all to be in the moment. And I then videoed this amazing sing-along, and the name of the song was called Worldwide Rebel Songs. And he did this preamble about unions and all that stuff, and then he taught the song to all of us. And I then posted it on YouTube, and it's gotten quite a few hits. The funny part was that there were so many people crowded together, and there were so many people jumping up and down that I didn't realize it at the time, but the ground was literally shaking. So for some of the video, it's as if I'm like nervous. But I'm looking at the video afterwards, I'm going, what the heck? And I realize it was a shaking ground. So you really have a sense of what it's like to be there. And it was a lot of fun. The postscript is, a girl standing next to me was one of the people that went on stage. She finds me after the show is over, and she says, did you get that on video? I'd love to see that. And of course I did, and I told her. And so we exchanged information, and then my son Arnie came over, the one with whom I'm driving cross-country, who's going to Boston College of Music, and she sees him, and she goes, are you Arnie Fallon? And how the heck did this woman in San Francisco know my son? She had seen him at the show in which he got on stage and jammed with Chris Cornell at the Roxy 2.5 years ago in Los Angeles. I'm telling you, I love bizarre coincidences. And she treated him like he was a rock star. It was so neat. She said, oh, you were so good. And then she said, was that planned? Because a lot of people that saw that video of him, which is also on YouTube, you can find it under Arnie Fallon and Chris Cornell, and a lot of people that were there actually thought this was a setup. Much like when Courtney Cox got on stage with Bruce Springsteen and danced to Dancing in the Dark, I actually thought it was all real. And I gather it was a whole setup planned for the video to pull up a girl who could dance, and they chose Courtney Cox, and that's what made her a star, was when she appeared in Dancing in the Dark, the live concert video with Bruce Springsteen. So we are nearly out of time. I hope you don't mind my rambling radio show today, but I'm a rambling man because I'm traveling cross-country, and that is just kind of the mindset I'm in. We will be back with some closing remarks after these messages.
Yeah. Ah, Sandman!